Next case, please.
And the next application is 11,763-02 Delaware Property Investments LLC seeks variances from the aggregate of the front yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-188D4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Linkside Drive, approximately 287 feet south of Bridgeville Center Road. The 911 address is 23605 Linkside Drive, Bridgeville. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 131, Map 15, Parcel 77. Specifically, they're asking for a 9.39-foot variance from the front and rear yard aggregate. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no malaise. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
And we had a copy of your responses and they just went flat on the floor. Do you need them?
No.
Okay.
My name is Pete Malmberg. I represent O2 Delaware Properties. I have been with this project for 4 years and I've gone through three different investors. You have the full survey, I'm glad you have that. Before I go into this particular unit and go to these particular line items, I want to go through the whole property. Nutter's Grant is a 52 townhome unit. It was originally part of the major parcel there with the Food Lion Shopping Center. It was peeled off. When it was originally set up, it was set up to be condos and not fee simple as they were going to right now. The owner we built the first building for, the existing building, wanted it as condos, but we couldn't sell those condos. The banks just could not finance condos. Realtors couldn't sell them. As soon as we worked with the planning department and we got brought them into fee simple, we sold all of them, including this one right now. We're asking for right now. It's sold contingent on this variance. So just go with the line items on this. Like I said before, the property was originally approved as a condominium. And because we couldn't sell those condominiums, we had to work with the planning department and we took advantage of the as-built fee simple regulations that allowed us to turn these over to fee simple homes as they're built. In order to do that, we had to get a survey. The survey had to prove that they had a 40-foot front to back aggregate and a 20-foot side yard setback. All the units that we built met that except for this particular unit that was had a sunroom built on it. That was a model. When we're doing the condos, we are not offering that on any of the others. So that doesn't apply to more on any of the condos. We can't sell these, actually. Number two, cannot be otherwise developed. We just can't sell those condos. The banks were having a hard time financing them. Like I said, the realtors were having a hard time selling them. As soon as we got on fee simple, they flew off the shelves. The only one I need this variance on this one in order to sell this one, because if I don't get the variance on this one, I have to push lot line, which affects the two units behind them. The units don't line up exactly, so if I lose this lot line, I lose two units behind it. This is not created by the applicant. Before, when we had his condos, they met all the variance and setback regulations. When now that we're going fee simple, like I said, the one out of 52 don't make it, and it's the only one. Will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhoods. The buildings are all the same. The bump out of here has the same siding, same roofing. It's been here. It was the first building built. So we're not changing anything. We're just selling what's existing already. The minimum variance, it's 9 feet 3 inches into the 40-foot aggregate front and back, and that's all we're asking for. Nothing more. I didn't answer on the second page on your special exception, adversely affecting adjacent neighborhoods because it didn't have any neighbors at the time. Subsequently, since I've sold all the units except for this unit, the people who did buy all these units walked through this unit, so they did know that it already existed. I'm not asking to build anything that's not already there. So they are aware of them. They were all told that all these units would be sold as not condos now, and they are all aware of them. As a matter of fact, the person who has a conditional sale on this property, a conditional purchase on this property, has purchased the other two. So he's buying three units. He's already bought two, and this one, if I get this variance, he'll buy the third one. And it meets all of the code requirements that I'm aware of. It already has a CO. It actually, I'm cleaning up an issue because right now it's even though I have a CO, it'll come back to bite me later. It's been inspected. I've turned the survey in, and it kind of slipped through the cracks. It already has a fee simple number, so I'm just trying to clean it up because I know eventually it'll come back and bite me. Can I answer any questions? No, it's pretty quick on that. I was trying to.
When you ask for low income or for what?
No, they're just regular townhomes. They're nice townhomes. We were selling them to nurses, one of them, nurses and two of them. Just regular townhomes, $150,000. It's in Bridgeville, so it's not, you know, exactly a high neighbor income place. It's not like Rehoboth Beach. But it's a nice little neighborhood. We're actually starting on the second six pack of buildings right now. We have them in for approval. And
this first one is right next to the State Police Barracks, right?
You're right across the street, yes.
Right across the street, right?
Yeah.
And then you're right now, there's not one, everything's going to be behind that.
I can show you. So,
this is the building we built right now. Okay, the second one's going here. The third building goes here. Fourth building goes here. Fifth building goes here. Sixth building goes here. Seventh building goes here. And eighth building goes here. It's 52 lots. The two reasons this is adversely affects me is because I can't sell this as is because eventually, so we do another survey and find out that it's not. These lines, the survey lines, don't match up even when they're offset 2 or 3 feet. So if I do bring this line, I can move my property line now back 10 feet, I lose 2 feet behind it. It's not feasible to make these houses 10 feet smaller.
We're already at the 1,300 square foot, which is about the minimum you can do before you get too small and the cost of building goes up too high.
Sir, so the State Police building is right across, right?
It is. That's it.
State Police, the paramedic building?
Yes. So, you're coming in front of this other building with another
building? Yes, building over there.
You already got the standpipes in the back for another building, right?
All the infrastructure already done.
Yes. And, but you want to, you're pretty close to the road here, aren't you, with the other building?
We're within the setbacks on the road. In fact, we're well within the setbacks here. We're a little tight on this too. But we're well within the setbacks for all of them. I did have the bottom line going slightly.
They were 120 feet long. Okay. I had to bring it down to 114 long, so they'll all fit there, all 52 units. So this first unit, because I didn't have true setbacks, they weren't true fee simple, it was built a little larger with this bonus room that we were going to offer. Because of the fact that we have to sell these as fee simple, I have a true a county ordinance, 40-foot aggregate, 20-foot on the side that I have to meet in, so I had to actually squeeze the building down slightly. So instead of the buildings being 19 feet wide, you know, units being 19 feet wide each, now they're 18 feet wide.
And would you say what's the capacity of this place one day when you get all done with it?
52 units.
52 units?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no other questions?
Maybe I misunderstood. What exactly caused this problem?
We were doing these as condominiums. We were trying to sell them as condominiums. I finished my first six-pack about a year ago, and it sat. The owner at that time was James O'Hare at out of Annapolis. He just didn't want to hold it anymore. Subsequently, one of the investors became Betty Gallo. She asked me to look into it. I worked with Lawrence Lack with the planning department. And they said if we do these as fee, if we take advantage of our code, which I apologize, I don't know what the code regulation is off the top of my head, which is an aggregate front and back 40 feet and a 20-foot side setback, that we can make these fee simple. And as soon as we made them fee simple, we sold them right away.
It was built as a condo,
which didn't have a 40-foot aggregate.
Correct. And now that they made it a fee simple, the aggregate for the front yard, front and rear becomes a double A, which is why they need the variance.
Yeah, we can't sell the condos.
Right. But it's the same six-pack that you call it.
Yes. And it's just the one unit that we put as a condos, we were going to offer sunrooms. So just one unit, this particular unit I'm talking about here, had a 10-foot by 20-foot sunroom put on it. What's that?
Because it was a model.
It's the model. Yeah, we sold our model. In order for me to rectify this, I would have to remove it. It's not as easy as it seems because it's on a foundation, a full condition crawl space foundation, so I'd have to remove that too. It would be a substantial amount of work to do. It would be a pain for both my neighbors because I would have to re-thatch in the siding. It would be quite an undertaking.
The buyer wouldn't buy.
I'm sorry?
And the buyer wouldn't buy.
And I would lose my sale right now because it's a conditional sale and he's doing he's selling one unit and buying this unit. And if he can't buy this unit, he's going to move on. On this particular unit?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody's there at all?
No, it was a model.
No, any of the rest of them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Ziegler lives in the first unit. I've talked to all of them about it. They already knew it. They walked through the model when they were buying it, so they know it exists. I'm not changing anybody's view. I'm not doing anything different. It's already there.
It's been empty for a long time.
It's been empty for about a year, yeah.
But
as soon as I turned these about 6 months ago, we started turning them into a fee simple where they got a tax ID number. Then we sold two of them right away, and the next two we sold right away. I'm selling the last one right now. Actually, I need to get my next one started pretty quick. I ran out of houses. It was a good thing to do.
I think we're not going to run into this problem with the other six packs that are going.
No, I couldn't get a CO if I ran into the problem, unless I was in front of you again, and that would not bode well on anybody.
Ms. Cornwell mentioned about, I don't know if I heard you say, you built these originally as condos.
Yes.
And then converted.
Yes.
Okay. That's it for the question. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman, the situation is basically unique when we couldn't sell the condos with strict conformity, but then changed to fee simple townhouses. So therefore, I think that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship, I don't see was created by the applicant. They wouldn't sell as condominiums, and therefore the only way to sell them would be as he's changed them. Altering the sense of the character of the neighborhood, this is the neighborhood. He knows the neighborhood. And I don't see where to beat economic or public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. And make a motion that we approve case number 9763.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11763. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reason.
Again, Mr. Wilber.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,763 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.